just looking around at people around, he said, how long have you been asking? What I'm going to tell you. You ready?
Yeah, ready.
Could you not give so short a time to the Holy Spirit for your salvation? Could you not give so short a time to your loving mind for your healing? Could you give just an instant for your healing? I know you're busy and you got a whole lot to do, but could you pause just for an instant?
Yeah.
And then he said, that's all God asks. That's all your higher self asks. It's no more than an instant. Your higher self, God, love, doesn't need any more than an instant to change your mind completely. You can have your own mind changed instead of you trying to change your mind. Everything that we're trying to figure out how to do and study how to do could be done in an instant. Your mind could be changed in an instant, but so far I haven't even given an instant to my right mind. I'm busy, man.
Yeah. I'm reconciling my checkbook.
He said, now this is a great line. Say, it takes far longer to teach you to be willing to give God this instant than for God to use this same instant to offer you the whole of heaven. Let's say it another way. It takes far longer to teach you to be willing to give your higher self, your greater self, love this than for it to use the instant to offer you the whole of heaven. It takes longer to teach us to be willing to be helped than it does for us to be helped. You need this glass of water, but you're not willing to ask me for it. For 20 years, she sits there, and she's not willing to ask me for the water. So she has to be taught to ask me for the water that's going to save her life. She's afraid of the water. The water didn't come the way she thought the water was supposed to come. So she's afraid of the water. And I knew there was going to be no black dude holding the water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she had to be taught to let me give her the water that she needs. So say, I'm willing to receive the water.
I'm willing to receive the water.
Notice, it took 20 years for her to be willing to receive the water.
You don't have to play it down. You're not supposed to drink the water. Well, you know we don't do that now.
Did you see that, though?
No.
It took me 10 seconds to give her the water, but it took her 20 years to be willing to say, I'm willing to have the water. And that's what the Course is saying we do every day. All this time that we're spending, we could be saying, I'm willing to receive the water. But we have to know how the water is going to get to us. Mm-hmm. What spring did it come from? What state was it? You know what I'm saying? It's like, when you're really thirsty, somebody offers you some water, you go, thank you. Because there is no way that you won't ever not receive anything you want completely. To wholly desire is to create. That's how you create anything. You have to completely desire it. And most of us don't completely desire anything. Mm-hmm. Not 100%, because I desire you a lot. But you're not up to 100% desire. I like that job a little. I like my house a lot. I like my mate a whole lot. But 100% completely desire will create.
Wow.
And this is the way it works. But once you become sincere about waking up to who you are, getting in touch with the power of love, then whatever level of desire you're capable of, Holy Spirit matches the remaining half so that you will have 100% desire.
Yeah. Woo!
Did you hear that?
Mm.
I have 20% desire on Tuesdays. Right? I'm up to 20% on Tuesday, maybe. Holy Spirit takes care of 80% because I really want peace. Peace is my goal. I'm not jabbing about that. I really want peace. Mm-hmm. So oneness is as powerful in allowing you to have it as actually already being in that state of mind. You can intensely desire something and create it, as well as be aware that you have it and create it. But you have to want it completely. It's what you really want. Throw out all your desires that you don't feel passionate about. Who do you want to be? Oh, I want to be. Oh, I think I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor, man. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor. I'm going to be the best doctor. Oh, man, I had made Dr. Kildare proud and be encased in him in my idols and house. You understand what I'm saying? Passion. You know, passion. You know, you with somebody and they, wow, yes, this is my mate. This is my partner. Wow. Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she powerful? Isn't she wonderful? Or he? No matter. No matter what sex they are. No matter nothing. Because you're not your body anyway. So what difference does it make? You're not your genitals. Say that. I'm not my genitals. How many classes have you been to and said that? In a room full of people. You know what I'm saying? You're in another world. You know this is not the regular world. You know this isn't it. You know this moment isn't a moment that you have every day. Talking about this, being the way we are, opening our minds like this, letting the love come through, laughing, hearing outrageous thoughts. You're in your right mind. This is a glimpse of what the real world is like. And you're supposed to remember it and take it back into your other mind. And then almost like picture this as having a cord that goes with you back into your regular reality. You can always tap into this power and consciousness and love that we're expressing right now. You know what I'm saying? It takes far longer. Thank you. What you're acknowledging is the beauty of the thought. Exactly. It's not me. You know, it's like we are experiencing a miracle right now. This is a miracle. You are a miracle. It's impossible for you to overestimate your value. You can't even come up with an idea of yourself that even remotely reflects your value. Your highest, greatest, mightiest, most powerful thought doesn't come anywhere near how great and glorious you are. That's why you can't see it. It's bigger than what you can see. And it's easier for me to see it in you than it is for me to see it in me. That's why I see it for you and you see it for me. That's what you've done as long as I've known you, and that's what you've done as long as I've known you. That's more protective than all the other stuff that you can study in every book you could possibly study it in. It's just to simply be in an environment where you feel safe. It's the most protective thing you could possibly do for yourself. You want abundance, it comes from feeling safe. You want incredible amounts of love and relationships that are cool, it comes from feeling safe. You want to see yourself and have the kind of health you've ever dreamed of, it comes from feeling safe. And that's what the Course is saying right here. that if you would just give an instant to your love, if you would just give an instant to love, then he says you could be given